This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Also, another website, which is forbiddendoctor.com, where we have tons and tons of information. And, of course, the ongoing Good Day Health Show podcasts that are available for you at gooddayhealthshow.com as well. Boy, I don't know, maybe scores and scores, if not hundreds of those things by now. Being a part of the Good Day Health Show for many, many years, and I've been doing a series here recently on the topics of food choices and digestion, and because food is your best medicine. I think it might have been Thomas Edison that said that, but it's not that he came up with that saying. Long before there were floods of vaccines and antibiotics and all the other things that have complicated our approach to healthcare from the way we used to be with nutritionists and herbalists and natural health people, because that's about all we had. We used foods. And we could usually tell by the symptoms that somebody was having what kind of foods they might be missing in their diet that has led to certain levels of malnutrition reflected as certain kinds of disease processes. In fact, there was a lady I was just talking to in my clinic yesterday that mentioned a certain kind of problem with the jawbone, with the mandible, that she and three of her brothers had. And she told me, I know Dr. Jack, you probably have some suggestions to make for me relative to that, but since it's a genetic thing, and I said, wait, what do you mean it's a genetic thing? I said, well, I have it, and three of my brothers have it. And I said, yeah, that's one of the biggest fallacies that exist in healthcare today, that because you share something with your parents or you share something with siblings, that suddenly it's genetic. I said, which of your grandparents, of your four grandparents, had this problem? Well, none of them. Well, how many of your aunts and uncles have this problem? Well, nobody that I'm aware of. I said, well, it's not genetic, is it? I said, did you all eat at the same table when you were growing up? Well, yeah, you know, and as preteens and teenagers and young adults, before you either ran off to college or got married and left home or whatever else, you all ate at the same table. Well, yeah. All right, now I'm going to suggest something to you that you might want to ponder over. Because in today's world, and this lady was she's in her 40s. So 20 years ago, she was leaving home. So, you know, during the 80s and 90s, she was raised eating meals together as a family. And I said, you know, things are much worse today than they were back then. But even back in the 80s and 90s, it was very, very difficult to get all the proper macronutrients and the proper micronutrients that we need for a good, rounded food selection that'll cover all of our bases, especially in this incredibly fast world that Western nations, of which we're the preeminent example, live under and live in. So I said, the problem with your jaw here, and she brought some x-rays from the dentist's office, when we talk about bone loss, this isn't a genetic thing. You and your three brothers simply suffered from malnutrition growing up in this home, not because of any neglect or knowing neglect on the part of your parents or whoever prepared the food. It's just that a lot of Western people, especially Americans, as I said, assume that because our bellies are full when we eat, that we're getting the foods that we need in the sense of the micronutrition, the varied minerals and all of the vitamins in a very stable form that our body needs for proper physiology. Up until, maybe 150 years ago, diets are pretty much the same. Thousands of years after thousand years after thousand years after a thousand years. It is only when big agricultural companies started showing up and mass farming implementation started taking place that our food choices were made by somebody other than ourselves, in the sense that we weren't living off what we were producing anymore. We were living off what we were getting in grocery stores. And grocery stores don't exist to give you the best health choices possible. Grocery stores, like any other business, exist to make money. They're profit-oriented. And they will go in the direction that is necessary for them to have a good bottom line at the end of every quarter so that their investors are rewarded for their investments. So whether we're talking about healthcare, or we're talking about energy, or we're talking about transportation, or we're talking about education or anything else, the profit motive is the one thing that rules in all of this. So as our lives began to get faster and faster and faster, I would say from 1950, the year I was born, 1950 on, we had less and less time to make really good food choices less and less education to tell us what those proper food choices were. So I want to spend some time on that. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I've been talking about a series of information on different kinds of foods that are necessary for proper health and physiology so that we can live a disease-free life. And that's kind of what I want to concentrate the rest of the show on. But back to what I was saying there, it's a full-time job, and I often say this all the time, it's a full-time job for one person of a family of four to learn, to study, to research, and put on that breakfast, lunch, or dinner table, or whatever else your eating schedule is, the best foods you can come up with to make sure those you are feeding are getting the proper widespread, wideband coverage of all the micronutrition that's necessary. So that's what ForbiddenDoctor.com is dedicated to. That's what my shows are dedicated to. I'll be joining Doug here before this program's over with, and those are the kinds of subjects that we talk about that, to me, is very common stuff because I repeat this to my patients all the time. But I'm surprised sometimes when I explain these to people, like this lady yesterday, about the fact that what was going on with her jaw and her brother's jaws was simply a matter of malnutrition. Some important ingredients were missing in their diet. And it's very difficult for somebody in their 40s to go back to the time when they were teenagers and tell me what they were eating. Sometimes I'll use a food diet with some patients. It's not so much what they're eating, it's what they're not eating that I'm concerned with. So, she says, well, what do I do from here on out? And I said, well, we've got some equipment here to do some testing on the body to find out where weaknesses are and where the areas of inflammation are that we need to address. That's all a part of the idea of getting the proper foods inside of our body. And by the time I had, enough time go by to explain all these things to her, she got the picture because she can relate it to her own family. You know, like there's Taco Tuesdays, this kind of thing, and Pizza Friday, and because she has teenagers in the house. And we want them to be happy, and we want them to be satisfied and to fill their bellies and these kinds of things. But I said, the problem is every generation that comes and goes, we have a weaker, less informed idea about what proper nutrition should be for ourselves and our families, because it's just not taught. The things that I talk about on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show all the time are things that I believe every sixth grader, by the time they're going into middle school, should have a good concept of these things in their minds, just as I think they should with politics, just as I think they should with finances. They should have a good idea of nutrition and health before they get out of the sixth grade, so as they're going through the maturation processes of their early and middle teens, their bodies have the natural resources they need in the sense of micronutrition to produce good, healthy bodies, because they're eventually going to become parents. Not all of them, but most of them are going to become parents. And they want to produce the healthiest babies they possibly can. Now, I've gone off in a couple of different directions here than I planned on going, but what do I need to do? She's asked me, food. I said, well, you want to start off with the easiest to digest food that you can possibly come up with. And I see countless patients who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, different kinds of digestive issues, diverticula, osis or itis, either one. And so when I look at their food diary, it's no surprise to me what I see. Lots and lots of salad, lots of sweet corn, lots of beans, lots of breads, lots of pastas. And these are, believe it or not, these things are really difficult to digest because we don't have the digestive system to handle these kinds of carbohydrates. Cattle do, horses do, sheep do, deer do, rabbits do. We don't. And yet they're the cornerstones of our diet. These make up the major foods that this lady and a lot of that she was raised with her children, getting the same thing now. And these are unable to digest unless when you have problems with digestion because you may not be eating the best selection of foods, you're going to get a lot less nutrients and therefore a lot less energy, and certain malnutritional problems will begin to crop up. So instead of these low-calorie things like salad after salad after salad, I suggest people start eating things that give them the biggest bang for their buck. Now, we're going to go to a break here shortly, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you what those foods are, because you don't need a whole lot of it. When you're eating nutrient-dense foods, you don't have to eat a whole lot of that food to get the best strength and power that food has to offer to you. And calories at this point isn't the consideration. It's the density of that food that is. So as soon as we're back from the break, I want to tell you about foods that are high in calories, high in macronutrients, high in vitamins, high in minerals, that will give you the best bang for the buck. We'll be right back.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com. That's the structural stuff I do to the body and to the spine. The nutritional stuff that I do is at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And as I've often said, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. Neither are my choice nutritionists. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing force deep inside you that's keeping you alive right now. It's allowing you to hear, allowing you to speak, allowing you to move. But most of all, healing your body from all the little ills and tragedies that happen to us from day to day to day. That was there at your conception, and it will be there till your last breath. And it's that Forbidden Doctor that we honor because that's the thing that keeps you alive. So instead of low-calorie and hard-to-digest foods, I want them to take foods that are easy to digest so that you can get the nutrients that you need, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, and the foods that generally fall into this category are some carbohydrates, but most like root vegetables that have to be well cooked, and fruit, particularly tropical fruit, and proteins like whitefish, shellfish, lots of broth, lots of meat, and how much in which cut depends on the person themselves. Eggs and dairy, if you can digest it, and by eggs I mean pastured eggs, and by dairy I mean raw milk, raw dairy. And fat, mainly saturated fat like butter, coconut oil, but also lard and tallow and ghee and bone marrow. And olive oil is great as long as it's never heated above 180 degrees centigrade. So the final piece of advice as far as that's concerned before I move on to some other subjects is to help with energy and digestion is to eat in a relaxed environment. Now, I know that sounds simple. Most people know it in a kind of a theoretical sense, but very few people are doing it because they're rushing. They're rushing through breakfast to get to school or to get to work. They're rushing through lunch to get back to classrooms or to get back to the office. And eating meal doesn't have to be a real long, drawn-out affair. But giving yourself some time to eat where your focus is the food. Why am I eating this? Why have I chosen this?
how am I feeling as a result of eating this? And just take some deep breaths and enjoy the, you know, even if it's only 5 to 10 minutes of just slowing down, that will affect the digestive processes. Now, we have two sides of our autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic, which is fight or flight, and the parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. And you need to be in a relaxed state to digest your food properly, because if you're rushing around and you're full of anxiety about what you've got to get back to as soon as you're through eating, you're not giving your body a chance to slow down, or the ability to digest your food is definitely minimized. Now, I want to talk about, because I've been asked this already, we're not in a cold and flu season yet, but we're approaching it. And it usually starts, you know, around September, the last half of September, as the sun starts moving lower in the sky, you're getting less vitamin D. And when you start getting less vitamin D, you start absorbing less calcium. And when you have less calcium, you've just taken the bullets out of the gun of your immune system, which is why we find cold and flu season during the winter months, not during the summer months. So we will be coming up to a break here before too much longer, a few more seconds. And when we get back, I want to talk to you about how to protect yourself from the coronavirus or any virus, because there are viruses everywhere, on everything, in everything, through everything. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to the Jack Stockwell Radio Talk Show program here as a part of the Good Day Health Show, and I will be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There is breaking news this morning as we learn two police officers in Orlando, Florida, are right now in critical condition after being shot during a traffic stop.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech.
Former President Trump back on the campaign trail following his third arraignment. Trump speaking at a Republican fundraiser Friday night in Montgomery, Alabama.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
Now, as for President Biden, he and wife Jill wrapping up a 10-day beach vacation in Delaware. The president seen relaxing and reading a book near the ocean, riding his bicycle, and taking a late-night beach walk with wife Jill. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com and also many podcasts here at Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. Okay, I want to talk to you about how to protect yourself from coronavirus, or any virus for that matter. For the last 3 years now, I mean, that's just kind of been dominating the news, and whether, regardless of where you think it came from an animal or a lab leak, regardless of the politics behind it, regardless of Wuhan, China, and all the other things that are involved, there's something that is consistent through all of this, and that is the power and the strength of your immune system, which is why two people can live together, and one of them occasionally is sick, and the other one is never sick, even though they may be intimate with one another. It's the power of the immune system. It's why some people can start smoking as teenagers and smoke into their 80s and never have a spot on their lungs except some tar. You know, some tar will accumulate, but no cancer because of their immune system. It's why people can go into the upper headwaters of the Amazon River in some of the most primitive areas possible and with a group of doctors, and I know one who was in this particular group, that go in there, and one of them, the one that is happens to be a patient of mine, took some supplements before they got in there and while they were there, and never once had any issue of sickness or disease, while the rest of them were constantly looking for some kind of a toilet or an outhouse or something three or four times a day. So, it, again, the strength of the immune system. And so with coronavirus, it's kind of dropped out of the news a little bit, but it's going to come back. It's going to come back here really quick. They got a trivalent shot now with the RSV and the flu and the COVID all in one shot. I'm not going to tell you whether to do that or not. My suggestion is you seriously, seriously research whether you should be doing that or not. As for me in my house, we won't be getting any of those. What we spend our time on is building the immune system. So, there's all these, this the contagion of conspiracy theories that, you know, the coronavirus is a bioweapon invented by the Chinese, or coronavirus lingers on paper money, so governments want to go to a cashless society, or coronavirus has given the Italian and the Iranian governments an excuse to crack down on their dissidents, or that coronavirus is caused by 5G, which was rolled out in the Wuhan area
and outbreaks of worst-case scenario thinking, like the claim that coronavirus was going to infect 80% of the UK population, which it didn't. A few facts about coronavirus, I think, should help prevent panic here, because coronavirus has been around probably longer than we have, because SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, the Middle East respiratory syndrome, are caused by a type of coronavirus, and like all viral outbreaks, they have their day, and then they taper off. As the number of cases, you know, started to show up shortly after the disease showed up, even before the vaccine showed up. And the number of deaths from coronavirus is very low compared to the number of daily deaths from flu and pneumonia. And most of these occur in nursing homes among the elderly. And to date, that I know of, no child has died of COVID. No healthy child. Now, some very sick children may have, but no healthy child has died of it, even though they've got all these vaccines for healthy children. So the worst of all the hullabaloo is the bad advice that constantly fills the newspaper reports. People are engaging in extreme hand washing, disinfecting their houses with Clorox, refusing handshakes, wearing masks. And remember that viruses are extremely, extremely tiny. So wearing a mask is like building a chain link fence to keep out the mice. So we don't read anything in the papers about building immunity because there's no money in that. We don't read anything about better food choices during a so-called pandemic because there's no money in that, which is kind of what I started this program out, that almost any business you can think of is profit motive. And so all diseases from coronavirus to tuberculosis, it's all about building immunity. In fact, the Washington Post has admonished its readers. They said you cannot build immunity to the coronavirus, so you've got to get the vaccine. Oh, my goodness, this is absolute nonsense. And like any virus, coronavirus is no match for someone who has a strong immune system. So here's some suggestions, diet-wise, on how you can bolster your own immune system to protect you from the coming months or the coming exposure, because you're going to be, even though you're doing what you can to strengthen your own immune system, to strengthen your own body's resilience against the possibility of disease, you're going to be associating with people who aren't going to be doing that. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with the sick. So here's some suggestions I recommend. Number one, vitamin A-rich foods. Vitamin A is your number one protection against the virus. Viruses come in through food and through air and through landing on the skin. You can't get away from viruses. They're not like these little black, little gray, spidery-like things hiding in the shadow waiting to jump on you when you walk through a doorway. Viruses are as plentiful in your environment as water is to a fish. They're everywhere. You can't get away from them. Most of them actually are no problem at all whatsoever. And so they land on you, or you breathe them in and they get to the mucous membranes on your throat, which is why they call this a respiratory disease, or in the sinus passages. The mucosal surface, the tissue, the moist tissue that lines your sinuses, that lines your throat, the best vitamin to strengthen the power of those tissues is vitamin A. So you want to take your cod liver oil that contains natural vitamin A. And here's a kicker that I do, and I recommend it to my patients, eat liver about once a week. It's one of the strongest, most concentrated forms of vitamin A that you can get. Along with vitamin A is vitamin D. Vitamin D works with vitamin A to strengthen the immune system. And the best sources are cod liver oil, egg yolks from pastured hens, butter from grass-fed cows, fish eggs, and lard from pigs that were raised outdoors. And I know lard is a crazy word here to be using, but it's one of the healthiest fats that's out there. Coconut oil. The coronavirus is a lipid-coated virus that spreads out in the presence of a medium that are the triglycerides. And the medium chain triglycerides, MCTs, there are bottles of MCTs out there floating around. Coconut oil is your best source for medium-chain triglycerides. coronavirus is completely absorbed in the presence of medium-chain triglycerides, and coconut oil is the best source. Also, gelatin-rich bone broth. It supports the immune system. It helps us to detoxify. More and more people are incorporating bone broth into their diets. Vitamin C. Your best source is fermented veggies like sauerkraut. There is 10 times more vitamin C in sauerkraut than in fresh cabbage. That you know, if you ate a serving of coleslaw that's got some fresh cabbage mixed up with some kind of an oil in there, when it ferments and becomes sauerkraut, has 10 times more vitamin C than the same amount of fresh cabbage. And then saturated fats. Coronavirus has an affinity for the lungs, as I said. Your lungs cannot work without saturated fats. So you want to eat plenty of butter and stay away from all industrial fats and oils. Soybean, canola, cottonseed, for Pete's sake. I see foods that have cottonseed oil in it. We wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. Most of these oils are, the way that they're processed, high temperatures and bleaches and everything else to make them clear and clean and make them look healthy, just totally destroys these fats in these oils, and they'll destroy your health. And then raw milk. You know, raw whole milk from pastured cows contains so many compounds that will strengthen the immune system. But once that raw milk has been pasteurized, those compounds are destroyed or broken down or denatured. The protein in raw milk is altered by pasteurizing. The fats in raw milk have been altered by pasteurizing. Heat isn't the best thing to add to raw foods like this unless they're vegetables and certain kinds of meat that need additional cooking to break down the surface structure of these foods so that when we chew them up, we can get more of the nutrition out of them. So the question I was asked, well, what about raw milk? Can't raw milk carry the coronavirus? Good question, but the answer is no. Coronavirus belongs to a general group of pathogens that cause what we know as respiratory diseases. And the fluids that are involved in coughing serve as the major mechanism for spreading to others and infecting the respiratory tract. And these pathogens will cause diseases that are categorized as airborne diseases. And the group of pathogens that are of concern in raw milk belong to the digestive disease group. And these pathogens prefer the digestive tract. They grow in the digestive tract. They spread to others in fluid from the digestive tract. An infection spreads to others through the food we eat, but these pathogens are in a group that cause foodborne diseases. So unless a person with coronavirus coughs directly into your milk, you're unlikely to get disease from drinking raw milk. And even then, your digestive tract is a suitable environment for viruses to grow. So that's why you need to drink more raw milk, because raw milk has the ingredients in it to keep the viruses at bay. Yes. If you put a quart of raw milk on your counter and a quart of pasteurized milk on your counter, an interesting thing will happen over the next week or two. The raw milk will go sour, and even then it's actually healthier than it was in an unsoured state because of the fermentation that takes place in that milk. And if you can put that raw or that sour milk into soups, put it into your breads, put it into sauces, you are greatly boosting the nutritional value of that food. But the pasteurized milk has had, in the pasteurization process, it's destroyed what preserves the milk, and that milk doesn't go sour, it rots. So when you have milk that's pasteurized, that's been in the fridge too long, and you open it up, whoa, it's gone sour, we think it's gone, no, it's rotted. And it is a poison. It's toxic. You do not use that whatsoever in anything. So when we kind of use coronavirus outbreaks when they happen. And there'll be virus outbreaks this coming winter, and my patients will ask, and I'll say, support your local farmers if raw milk is legal in your state. And it's amazing to me how it isn't in a lot of states. Drink more raw milk. That's what I do. And how do you know if you have coronavirus? Coronaviruses are cold viruses. That's just it. And there's a lot more that I can talk about with this relative to the coronavirus. But what's important is that building the immune system will protect you not only from coronavirus, but all the other kind of viruses that are out there floating around and all the other kinds of bacteria that's out there floating around. Food is your best medicine. So it's worth it to spend as much time as you can researching this and providing your families with the best source of food that came from Mother Nature. So that I'm going to be joining Doug here in a few minutes, and it's my pleasure to do so. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So stick around, and I'm going to join Doug here in just a moment.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com. I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
My favorite people in life is a gentleman named Jack Stockwell. He happens to be a doctor. He's a professor. He's a bon vivant. He likes to eat like me. He's a great guy, and he also happens to have great knowledge about what's happening in the wellness world. And you'll be happy to know, Jack, that this is the beginning of National Wellness Month, the concept of self-care and how we either do or don't kind of practice those principles. Isn't it funny how some people just sign on to this? And it's interesting when I compare what your thoughts are to Dr. Ken. That's why you're both part of Good Day Health. There's such a stark difference between the two of you and your practices, and yet you're both healthy and your patients seem to be healthy, but yet you don't agree on a lot of the things that aim at keeping people well. And so as we practice wellness, understanding that there's room for both, I think the word here to the wise is taking care of yourself. So when you have people come into your clinic in Salt Lake City, do you discuss with them their own concept of their health and their idea of being well? Does that come up?
Absolutely. 'Cause I think
I
almost always, when I consult with a new patient, as I was consulting with one yesterday that came in from Wyoming, and I said, tell me about your diet. Oh, we have a good diet. Well, what do you mean by a good diet? Salad. They eat salads.
Really?
Most people think if they're eating salads, then they're eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so I have to go back to square one and say, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. What animal products are you eating? Oh, well, I like steak, or I like chicken, I like fish, this kind of stuff. And I say, well, what makes you think eating salad makes you healthy? And I don't say it like that. I don't say it condescendingly. I just really want to know why. Well, we're supposed to eat so many things of fruits and vegetables. And I said, yes, that's what the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants you to believe. But how much study have you really put into this? Not that there's anything wrong with salad. I just don't want you to equate the more salad you eat, the healthier you're going to be. because the more salad you eat, the less of other things you need to eat that are very, very just.
Don't you think?
In some cases, more important.
Let's talk about what you put onto the salad. It isn't the salad so much. What do you put on it? Like, do you use apple cider vinegar or balsamic vinegar or something
that's
like that?
What I suggest.
Or do you lather it up with ranch dressing?
Well, most of the commercial dressings out there are soybean oil or canola oil based, both of which will destroy your heart. There's no issue about it. The science is overwhelming in this area. You don't want to eat these terribly overprocessed vegetable oils. So, like you said, and they said, well, what should we do? And I said, well, I suggest you use apple cider vinegar and you use extra virgin olive oil and then sprinkle in oregano or whatever kinds of dressing, herbs for seasoning that you want to do. But when you can give your heart extra virgin first
squeeze. That takes work, Jack. That takes concentration.
That's
thought.
Well, when I shake it up in a bottle, then the vinegar and and they all separate and. Well, for Pete's sake, come on. Come on. Do you know what kind of chemicals exist inside the commercial salad dressings to keep them bound together? It's not good for you.
I got to be thinking about that. There's a long way from chemistry and science and biology class in high school, and a lot of that stuff isn't discussed anyway. You know, you publish something, the Good Day Health Program every weekend with Jack.
Yes.
Puts together lots of bits and pieces, like what we're talking about here. You also... in addition to talking about the things that you eat, what about what you drink, like coffee, for example? A lot of people drink coffee and they think they're going to go on a buzz. I want to wake up. I need to get my energy up, so I have a cup of coffee. Is that counterintuitive?
No, it's because of the caffeine. Now, caffeine is naturally found in a whole, about 60 different plants. But it's concentrated in coffee, and people will drink coffee because it's a stimulant to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting study has come out recently regarding taking a power nap and having a cup of coffee at the same time. A lot of people will take a little coffee to get through the afternoon.
Right.
And if it's convenient for them to have a power nap, there is this chemical, adenosine, that blocks caffeine from doing its job. And a power nap helps to reduce the adenosine that's in the brain. So if you took the coffee at the same time you had a 15, 20-minute power nap, or even a 10-minute power nap, which I do every afternoon.
Yeah, I do too.
The adenosine levels drop, and the effect of the caffeine is much stronger for the afternoon to keep you awake if you have a little nap at the same time you take the caffeine. Now, that sounds counterintuitive.
It does.
But there's science behind it.
Really? All right. All right, there it is. You can check that out probably at jackstockwell.com. Jack and Doug here. Good Day Health. Time is 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.